And it's at the overnight low currently at WRCO. Another chilly morning. It's 36 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin, where ABC News at 6 is sponsored by Scott's Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing plan that is fully owned by the individual workers. It's 36 degrees at 6 o'clock.
This is a special report from ABC News, Hurricane Milton. I'm Brian Clark. Right now, there are more than 3 million power outages in Florida as Hurricane Milton moves across the state after making landfall in Siesta Key. Emergency crews have had to stay inside because of unsafe conditions, but they'll head out as day breaks. Damage will become clear as day breaks, and ABC's Jim Ryan says some damage is already apparent.
In St. Petersburg, Hurricane Milton shredded the fabric roof of Tropicana Field, home to baseball's Tampa Bay Rays. The stadium was being used as temporary housing for 10,000 utility workers and emergency responders, but nobody was hurt. Across the state in St. Lucie County,
we had multiple tornadoes touch down here, and we have lost some life.
Sheriff Keith Pearson says search efforts continued through the night. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Tampa.
Also, no drinking water in St. Petersburg because of a water main break. This is ABC News. Sean Combs is due in court today for a hearing expected to establish boundaries for his trial on sex trafficking charges. He's pleaded not guilty. He is also requesting to be released on bond. His attorneys also accused the federal government and prosecutors of unlawful leaks. Tesla today set to unveil a self-driving taxi at a California event. ABC's Mike Dubusky has the details.
Earlier this year, a National Highway Traffic Safety Administration analysis of more than 900 crashes where Tesla's autopilot system was active found the tech likely contributed to more than 460 of those crashes. Patrick George with Inside EV says that will hang over Tesla's robo-taxi event.
This all speaks to what a risky bet this is for Tesla, and that they're kind of going all in on a very unproven technology and are making very clear that's what they see the future as, and they've got to deliver.
Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about applying 98G pelletized limestone this fall and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Wagner Auto is your hometown family-owned towing service. When your vehicle needs a tow, they can handle it, no matter the size. Rely on professional 24-hour towing service with reasonable rates, all from the local towing company you can trust. Wagner Auto, 647-3443.
Some notes on sports in the Major League Baseball playoffs. The Mets got by Philadelphia and advanced to the National League Championship Series. 4-1 Mets. Also, the Dodgers 8-0 over San Diego. In the American League playoffs, Detroit 3, Cleveland 0. The Yankees over Kansas City 3-2. Also, in NHL action, Montreal skated by Toronto 1-0, the Rangers 6, Pittsburgh 0, Winnipeg 6, Edmonton 0, Vegas 8-4 over Colorado, and Calgary 1 in overtime 6-5 against Vancouver. From the NBA preseason games, New York 117, Washington 94, San Antonio 107, Orlando 97, Houston won in overtime over Oklahoma City 122-113, and Golden State beat Sacramento 122-112. The Bucks return to preseason action tonight with a home game against the LA Lakers. And the NFL weekend begins tonight with San Francisco playing at Seattle. That's an update on sports.
The Richland Hospital and Clinics has been recognized with the highest patient experience rating possible by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. The five-star score comes from surveys sent to patients, asking them about many aspects of their care, including how attentive their nurses were, the cleanliness of their rooms, and how well they understood their care plan when leaving the hospital. Responses from the surveys are compiled into one composite score to help patients choose a quality care provider. Thank you to our patients for trusting the Richland Hospital and Clinics with your care.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 75, sunny and unusually warm for October today, mostly clear tonight, a low of 50, Friday partly cloudy and quite warm, a bit breezy and a high of 81, Saturday partly sunny and cooler, a slight chance of light showers late at night, and a high of 64. In Richland Center, we're a down to our overnight low at 36 degrees. In the city of Richland Center, we have a reminder, a water main break has occurred in the area of West Fern Street in the Allison Park area. So there will be a reduced water pressure there this morning, and water will be shut off beginning at 7 so that they can complete work on that. The water main break in the area, Allison Park area of West Fern Street today. WRCO letting you know. On a Thursday, this is Tyler Hubbard.
Them neon lights look good on you, so good on you, but we ain't got no room to move, no room to move. We need some space, and I know a place outside of town where it don't ever close down. No, we never close down. Yeah, we can two-step, put your boots on, baby, we can do that. Girl, cut a little loose, you can move that, move that. Oh, yeah, I'll take.
Thrill. The Mavericks on WRCO Radio. I think June has said that a few times sarcastically when I've taken her to a game or something. But anyway, here we are, ready to go, ready to face the day, Thursday, October 10th. And we have a lot of good things to tell you about, chances to win a little bit later on, and some special in-the-studio guests as well as we crash through the morning. Members of the Soul Circus Cowboys Band will be in with us around 10 o'clock this morning as well. So always good to have some music in the studios as well. Right, and then we also have chances to win to see the Jimmies. We'll be giving away some tickets next hour here on the big program, so stay tuned for that. What a just an amazing time for weather. And I talked to a gentleman about this last night, too, and just the sights and the smells in the air and how comfortable it is outside, especially last night, very peaceful around sunset time. And, yeah, I could just carry this right along all the way to December, January. But we know someday that old door is going to slam on shut, and then Phil's going to be complaining. Here's Kevin Denny on WRCO.
Bite off more than I can chew. I'm letting go of a little bit of you at a time. I think I got the faith of a mustard seed to move this mountain of memory so high. I took another picture down. It's a little less of you just hanging around. Turning loose one memory at a time, and I'll say goodbye to 91. That summer was so much fun. Our love was sweet and young back then. And there goes September 92, the first time we said I love you. By now you should be easy to forget. But time's not flying by. another week. 7 days trying not to speak your name. I got a self-help book from my best friend. I'll try anything if I think it'll end this pain. Every day that's creeping by is a little more hurt I leave behind. I'm getting further down the road each day. So I'll say, say la vie to 93. What kind of spell did you put on me?
Country and Community, WRCO FM 100.9. We have dipped another degree. It is 35.
Sometimes people change, and not always for the better. Take Senator Tammy Baldwin. What happened? She's been in D.C. for 25 years. Extreme left-wing groups have showered her with campaign cash, and now she's siding with them. Baldwin supported puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. That's extreme. And Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men who claim to identify as women, making survivors of domestic violence sleep in the same building as men. That's just cruel. Tammy Baldwin used to share our values, but a quarter century in Washington has made her just too extreme for Wisconsin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
U.S. Cellular noticed that the way we use our phones has gotten ironic. We try to put our phones down for dinner, but the menu is on a QR code. Ironic. We hit like on social posts that we don't actually like. Ironic. Which is why U.S. Cellular created Us Mode, to help us reconnect with each other and use our phones less ironically. Wait, a phone company wants people to use their phones less. That's definitely ironic. Let's find us again with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular. Visit uscellular.com/builtforus to get started.
Hi, this is Bev from Cobus and Buses. Being a bus driver and providing safe transportation for our students to and from school is a very rewarding job. I have a great group of drivers, and you can be part of our team. We are currently hiring for part-time trip drivers here in Richland Center, and we also have an option for drivers to travel to our DeForest terminal daily. This can be a 40-hour per week job or part-time. A travel vehicle will be provided, and you get paid from the time you leave the Richland Center terminal. Starting pay in September is $21 per hour with a sign-on bonus of up to $2,400. For questions, call me at 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobuson Terminal off Highway 14 beside TC Auto Works.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Elizabeth Grabe is just another out-of-touch, out-of-state politician who doesn't share our rural Wisconsin values. But Miami Liz thinks she's qualified to represent our district because she's lived in Miami, Florida for 20 years? Hear it from her.
Lafayette County is much different, but there's a element there that I feel as though I would be a good person to have representing that district, because I lived in Miami for 20 years, and my son's father is Colombian.
And Miami Liz thinks she knows farming because she enjoys archery?
I'm kind of a farm girl. I enjoy archery.
Even funnier, Miami Liz thinks she's better than us. Just take it from her.
And I feel like we're a little bit more affluent.
Miami Liz belongs at the beach, not representing our farms. Elizabeth Grabe is wrong for our district and wrong for Wisconsin.
Paid for by Novak for Assembly.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Kamala Harris on police.
It is outdated. It is wrong-headed thinking to think that the only way you're going to get communities to be safe is to put more police officers on the street.
Communities safer without police? Oh, but there's more.
For far too long, the status quo thinking has been to believe that by putting more police on the street, you're going to have more safety. And that's just wrong.
Catch that? Kamala Harris is a defund the police Democrat. And Rebecca Cook, she fits right in. She's made a career out of it. A professional political operative trusted to elect anti-law enforcement politicians across the country. Rebecca Cook even led a dark money group that supported Mandela Barnes and his defund the police agenda. That's why the Liberal Democrats handpicked her. Now Cook is bankrolled by the liberal elite to help win back the House. They trust her because Rebecca Cook is a defund the police Democrat.
I'm Derek Van Orden, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the NRCC and Van Orden for Congress.
News, weather, and sports will be coming up soon from WRCO. It is 22 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. We're at 36 degrees, another cool morning. Didn't have a frost on the old vibe today, just a little bit of a film there today, so I was able to get that off with my fingernails.
Well, I like my milk. Working hard.
Jesus just about every night. I call my mama and my dad at least once a week to remember my roots and keep on planting deep. Sometimes I need to step away and get a different view. There's really something to that honky-tonk attitude. It pulls me out of that everyday sinking sand.
Chesney and Old Dominion here on WRCO Radio. We're up 1 degree from the overnight low. It is 36.
Living on a fixed income isn't easy. Today I have to get some groceries. Oh, and I need new light bulbs and trash bags. I need to stop by the pharmacy to fill my prescriptions. And I was going to get a birthday present for my granddaughter. Trump's import tax will cost us almost $4,000 more a year for these errands. Kamala Harris is cracking down on price gouging for groceries, and she will always protect our Social Security benefits from Trump's plans to make cuts.
After years of hard work, you should be able to retire with dignity. We capped the price of insulin at $35 a month and the total cost of prescription drugs at $2,000 a year for seniors.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. VotersOfThese50States.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a 3-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical 5-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
If you're looking for that perfect gift or something special to brighten up your home, look no further than TriStar Gifts and More, located at 1651 U.S. Highway 14 East next to Dunkin' Donuts in Richland Center. They offer a friendly atmosphere filled with adorable, funny, and unique items. From beautiful candles to stunning metal art, TriStar Gifts has something for everyone. Visit them today or call 383-1280 for more information. TriStar Gifts and More, your one-stop shop for home decor and gifts for any occasion.
1100.
Good morning. This is Andy from Equity Livestock. And don't forget, our feeder sale is this morning. If you have any questions or consignments, feel free to call the barn at 647-6151 or Andy at 434-4023. This has been Andy Hips from Equity Livestock. Have a great week.
The Medicare annual enrollment period begins October 15th. By now, you have received your 2025 annual notice of change from your insurance provider. It can be stressful trying to decide all of those upcoming changes on your own. Let local licensed agents Robin Mulcahy and John Johnson help. They each represent three of the top Medicare carriers available in your area. Call Robin at 608-332-4454 or John at 608-332-0067 to schedule a personal appointment or to attend a seminar at the American Legion Hall in Richland Center at 1 p.m. Tuesday, October 15th.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News Time Today is sponsored by Court & Main Furniture & Mattress, helping you create the home you can't wait to come home to. The forecast for today calls for a high of 75, sunshine, and unusually warm for October, and tonight a low of 50. It is 36 degrees.
Looking for some adorable Halloween and fall decor? Head on down to Court & Main in downtown Richland Center. Right now, everything Halloween and fall is 50% off. From cute pumpkins to cozy throw blankets, festive table settings, and charming wall art, you'll find everything you need to get into the spooky spirit at a great price. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturdays, 9 to noon. Come visit us. We can't wait to see you.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee. First of all, a water main break has occurred in the city of Richland Center. It's in the Allison Park area, West Fern Street, and residents in that area will have reduced water pressure, and they'll be beginning work around 7, so water will be shut off for a time again in Allison Park area, West Fern Street today. Wisconsin Shared Revenue includes programs that provide state aid to counties, municipalities, tax increment districts, schools, technical colleges, and special districts. Governor Tony Evers says he's excited to see how the increased shared revenue will benefit communities and families. In 2023, Evers signed Wisconsin Act 12, which provided increased state funding to local communities. Most of the funding can be used for any activity approved by the local governing body. An extra $23.6 million from adjusted sales tax revenue will go to specific purposes such as law enforcement, fire protection, and emergency medical services. The Wisconsin Supreme Court hears a challenge to the governor's creative use of the partial veto. Wednesday's argument centered on Tony Evers' deletion of digits to extend a school funding increase by 400 years. Plaintiff's attorney, Scott Rosenau, said a governor may not use the partial veto power to extend a duration and that the justices should hold that Evers' 400-year veto is unconstitutional. Justice Jill Karofsky expressed concerns over Evers' use of the most powerful partial in the nation, saying that it does feel like the sky is the limit, the stratosphere is the limit. Conservative Justice Rebecca Bradley pushed back on the argument from Evers' attorney, Colin Roth, that the court's previous rulings set the stage for Evers' action. Bradley said the governor is becoming the most powerful person in this state, arguably to just make the law whatever he declares. The court, which has a 4-3 majority, is expected to take some time before issuing its ruling. Changes are coming to how the National Weather Service forecasts wind chills. WAOW meteorologist Justin Lowe says National Weather Service wanted to make things simpler for people to understand.
They've surveyed the public and they said, do you understand what this alert means and what that alert means? And most of the public says, no, we really don't know the difference. So that's why they embarked on this multi-year plan to simplify their alerts.
Lowe says they're getting rid of wind chill watches, advisories, and warnings.
They're switching over to something called extreme cold. So it doesn't matter if it's 30 below zero, just the temperature, or if the wind chill is 30 below zero. Either or, they're going to issue an extreme cold warning.
The National Weather Service issues an extreme cold warning when temperatures reach minus 30 degrees Fahrenheit within a 12 to 36 hour span. People all over Wisconsin are turning up the pressure to hold the mayor of Wausau accountable for moving the city's only absentee ballot drop box last month. There was a protest at City Hall this week. The box is back, but critics say the public's trust is broken. Nick Ramos heads the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
The train already left the station at that point. Like, you already created this chilling effect amongst people where they don't even feel comfortable putting their ballot into the same box that maybe their tax bill or water bill might go into.
Ramos spoke with Civic Media's Chad Holmes. The Wisconsin Justice Department is looking into whether Mayor Doug Dinney broke the law. Major League Baseball takes over TV distribution for our Milwaukee Brewer games next year.
The league and the club confirmed the move on Tuesday, roughly 1 week after we learned that games would not return to Bally Sports Wisconsin next year. League officials say it's a sign of the changing video media landscape as consumers leave the traditional cable bundle behind for streaming services. Details on the price and how to sign up for the Brewers.tv service will come later this winter. Bally Sports Wisconsin will retain the rights for the Milwaukee Bucks this season, though last year the Bucks tested the waters of a statewide over-the-air distribution system with 10 games broadcast on Gray-affiliated stations. Mike Leishner, Wisconsin Radio Network.
It's Weston Homecoming Week. A number of festivities are being held throughout the week. The students invite the community to support and take part in activities as well. Some major opportunities will be held Friday. They include a walk-a-thon fundraiser for school supplies beginning at 8:15, the annual homecoming parade in Cazenovia at 2:30, the FFA pork feed in the Weston cafeteria from 5 until 7, the third annual Weston Distinguished Alumni Induction at 6, and the Weston Silver Eagles will host Wisconsin Heights in homecoming football that begins at 7 o'clock on Friday night.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 75 with sunshine, southeast to south winds at 5 to 12 miles per hour. Mostly clear tonight, a low of 50, and partially cloudy and quite warm on Friday, 81. For Saturday, 64 with a slight chance of showers at night. In Richland Center, yesterday's high was 71, and right now we're at our overnight low. It is 35 degrees.
Hear that? That's the sound of a Wisconsin factory creating good Wisconsin jobs. But now listen to what it sounds like when you add Joan Ballway.
Everything shuts down. Because instead of helping create jobs in Wisconsin, she's invested thousands of dollars in Chinese companies, helping them create jobs in China, even though Wisconsin has lost 90,000 manufacturing jobs to, you guessed it, China. And it doesn't stop there. During COVID and all the restrictions, Ballwig took $500,000 in taxpayer-funded loans for her own business and never paid it back, but voted against assistance to help other Wisconsin companies grow and create jobs right here. So, if you want to hear more of this in China, vote for Joan Ballwig. But if you want good jobs here in Wisconsin, there's a better choice. Vote Sarah Kieske for State Senate.
Paid for by Kieske for Wisconsin.
Hi, I'm Joan Ballwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class. I fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I work to address rising childcare costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new childcare slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Ballwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Baldwin.
Sports Time is sponsored by Simon's Recreation Complex. Dive into greater community and healthier living. And by the Homesteaders Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. High school sports coming up tonight and details on the state scene as the Packers get back to practice for Sunday's home game.
LS Tractors are a great tractor at a great price. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractor, part of the LG group of companies. These high quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors are one of the best values in compact tractors. They have silky smooth hydrostatic transmissions. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of LS tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of LS tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
On the schedule for tonight, we'll be on the air with high school soccer as Richland Center plays host to Prairie du Chien River Ridge Seneca. The kickoff time is 5 o'clock tonight at the Richland Center Sports Complex. Also in the area, it will be volleyball action at Weston as Weston does battle against DeSoto in the main gym tonight. Boscobel Volleyball is playing at Southwestern, and Riverdale takes on Darlington this evening as well, with a special benefit supper going on before hand at the Rest Building in Muscadet. It's eight-player football this evening at Highland. DeSoto plays at the Cardinals. That's a 7 o'clock kickoff time for that one. Also, we mentioned soccer action at Richland Center tonight. Also on the schedule, River Valley is at Lakeside Lutheran, and Reedsburg is at Platteville Lancaster in soccer. His coach reveals what he was thinking when Packers quarterback Jordan Love connected with Jaden Reed on a 53-yard bomb last week. Matt LaFleur says it was like, no, no, yes. The long throw found Reed in the middle of three defenders. Too risky, and LaFleur wants Love to take fewer risks as well. LaFleur was asked this week about Romeo Doubs, and moving forward now, he's back to practice. But if a player comes to him and feels like they're not fitting in, how do the Packers react?
You have to have a conversation. There's usually a chain of command with that in terms of going to your position coach, addressing the issue. And I get it. I think one of the beauties of all these athletes and all our players is they all have their own wants. But how does it fit within the confines of the team's wants? And ultimately, we're in the business of winning, and you got to wrap your own desires under that team first mentality.
The Packers get ready for a game coming up on Sunday at home. Veteran LeBron James questions why he and his teammates had to get on a plane and fly 1,750 miles to Milwaukee for one preseason game. The two teams meet tonight in the Fiserv Forum. James's Lakers are playing no home games in the preseason while its Crypto.com arena is being renovated. Also, the Bucks flew to Los Angeles for a preseason game last year, and this is a form of payback. The NBA constructs the 82-game regular season for the teams, but the individual teams put their preseason schedules together. Baseball last night, Francisco Lindor hit a grand slam in the sixth inning, his latest clutch swing in a storybook season, and the Mets reached the National League Championship Series with a 4-1 victory over Philadelphia. Mookie Betts homered for the second straight night. Shohei Ohtani hit an RBI single, and the Dodgers were winners against the Padres 8-0 to force a deciding Game 5 of their tense National League Division Series. Giancarlo Stanton hit a go-ahead home run in the eighth inning, and the Yankees beat the Royals 3-2 in Game 3 of their American League Division Series. The Yankees will send six-time All-Star Gerrit Cole to the mound this evening with a chance to advance to the American League Championship Series. Also, it was a win for Detroit, shutting out Cleveland yesterday. That final score was 3-0. The NFL weekend begins tonight with a game featuring San Francisco at Seattle. That kicks off the new NFL weekend, and that is an update on sports. I'm Phil Nee.
You're only as old as you feel. Maybe a cliche, but it holds some truth. Exercising can boost your energy, improve your mood, and lower your stress. At Simon's Recreation Complex, they have many older adult members who prove every day that you are never too old to exercise. And don't worry about your budget. Many Medicare supplemental plans include free or discounted memberships through programs like Silver Sneakers, Silver and Fit, and Renew Active. These programs cater to all fitness levels and abilities, offering over 20 water and land exercise classes each week. You'll also have access to the pool, whirlpool, sauna, exercise rooms, racquetball courts, and more. Whether you join a class or work out solo, improving your fitness can lead to a better quality of life. Stop in today to discover why many of the adult members in the community call Simon's Recreation Complex their personal fountain of youth. Call 647-8522 or visit simonsrec.com.
Won't you give me just one more chance? Maybe we could make a little romance. No reason why you and me can't get it back together like it used to be. Give me just another try. If I can't have you, I'm gonna die. Give me one more chance. Give me one more chance. Chance. Maybe we could make a little romance. No reason why you and me can't get it back together like it used to be. Give me just another try. I can't have you, I'm gonna die. Give me one more chance. Give me one more chance. Like a lifetime to me. Oh, darling, can't you see? Right now I know how wrong one man can be. Won't you give me just one more chance? Maybe we could make a little romance. No reason why you and me can't get it back together like it used to be. Give me just another try. Can't have you, I'm gonna die. Give me one more chance. Chance. Won't you give me just one more chance? Maybe we could make a little romance. No reason why you and me can't get it back together like it used to be. Give me just another try. I can't have you, I'm gonna die. Give me one more chance. Give me one more chance. Oh, give me one more chance. Give me one more chance.
As the thunder rolls, now and then on nights like this, I catch a thunderbolt. I wanna live a life like a dollar in the clock on the wall. Don't only shine a light like mama's spark points when I'm lost and lonely. Stop the giving and
my list, no. Girl, I wanna dance and shout and love out loud and come alive. Don't wanna be the guy too cool to laugh and too scared to cry. Wanna live a life like a dollar in the clock on the wall. Shine a light, shine a light like mama's front porch when I'm lost and lonely. Stop forgiving and start forgetting. Be somebody that's worth.
Tim McGraw on WRCO Radio. We'll give you another clue in the Richland County 4-H medallion search. It doesn't appear that the medallion has been found yet. Nobody saw it around my neck with my zip-up V-neck shirt here. But no, I'm just kidding. No, it's hidden somewhere in the county. We'll give you another clue where you can possibly find it. Be a good day to go out and search for it later today. We're headed toward a high of 75, right now 35 degrees.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants and stuff.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. Here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, let me tell you a story about a 10-year-old boy growing up in a small town. His parents were divorced, and the boy lived with his mom, who worked hard to provide. Each day, the boy walked home from school, dropped his books off, then headed next door to help his neighbor in the garden. There, the boy listened as his neighbor told tales of honor and bravery in World War II. It was in that garden where the boy's dreams took root. Dreams of serving his country and farming the land. I'm Tony Kurtz, and that boy was me. I went on to serve 20 years in the U.S. Army and establish my own farm. Today, I'm honored to represent my neighbors in the legislature. I want everyone to be able to pursue the American dream, but I know that dreams don't start in a big building with marble columns. They start in our neighborhoods. That's why I've worked hard to push money out of Madison and back to our communities. I've secured larger investments in roads, schools, and hospitals while cutting taxes and maintaining a balanced budget. On November 5th, I ask for your vote so that we can achieve even more.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President
President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Elizabeth Grabe is just another out-of-touch, out-of-state politician who doesn't share our rural Wisconsin values. But Miami Liz thinks she's qualified to represent our district because she's lived in Miami, Florida for 20 years? Hear it from her.
Lafayette County is much different, but there's a element there that I feel as though I would be a good person to have representing that district because I lived in Miami for 20 years and my son's father is Colombian.
And Miami Liz thinks she knows farming because she enjoys archery?
I'm kind of a farm girl. I enjoy archery.
Even funnier, Miami Liz thinks she's better than us. Just take it from her.
And I feel like we're a little bit more affluent.
Miami Liz belongs at the beach, not representing our farms. Elizabeth Grabe is wrong for our district and wrong for Wisconsin.
Paid for by Novak for Assembly.
Here is Holly Nelson with an Ithaca referendum minute.
Why we are voting yes. Ithaca is a small community that has for many years been built around Ithaca Pride. Ithaca Pride to me means six generations of Huff Nelson graduates. It means strong roots for educational success and high student involvement in school and community. It also means intergenerational connections that only can be gotten in small schools. It's about small class sizes, one-to-one help, knowing every student by name. It's about lifelong relationships with dedicated staff. It's about filling the bleachers, wearing purple with pride. It's about celebrating 100 plus years of strong work ethic and roots. It's foundation of why we share so much Ithaca pride. Ithaca is a strong school that has been doing many things right. As a community, voting yes allows this generation and generations in the future to continue to have exceptional education and be given the opportunities only offered in a small school.
This message has no affiliation to the Ithaca School District. Please vote yes in November for Ithaca.
There's been a water main break in Richland Center, West Fern Street area, Allison Park. There's going to be reduced water pressure, and water will be off for a time this morning as they work on that issue in the area of West Fern Street today. So good luck to Steve and the good crew working on that. All I can tell him is at least it's not 30 below in January today. Not a bad morning. Going to do some work outside. 35 right now. Here's John Berry.
Time since I've held her close, we've misplaced feet.